The following is a presentation of Real Racing USA.
Cece, that's modern technology right there.
I'm having technical difficulties with my mic stand.
Hey, my mic stand's perfect.
I might have to, don't tell anybody, maybe I'll have to proposition something from the radio station. So
requisition.
Yeah. Don't say that too loud.
Yeah, I know, especially after the round of layoffs that just happened with Clear Channel, I'll tell you.
Made it through the axing.
I made it through the axing, yes. Yes, I'm lucky. I know, I really am. I feel very fortunate. We did lose five people from our cluster of radio stations, so I know I'm very fortunate to still have my career.
So we got the big cat. The big cat's big on cat. The phone with us. Casey White, 8 years experience from the Speedrome, first Florida visit coming up. What's happening, Casey?
We're just up here enjoying this cold weather. We're just waiting to come down here and enjoy some of your guys' warm weather.
Up there freezing your butt off, and we're down here. I'm in shorts right now. It's about 75 degrees today, it seemed like. Sweating today.
It's like 22 here, and we're expecting, they said, anywhere from 2 to 6 inches of snow the next couple of days.
You won't have to worry about that here.
That's a good thing.
No snow. So we've been talking to the Florida guys, and, this will be your first time coming to Florida, and, you know, some of these Florida guys that you're coming to race against have got a lot of experience on the particular racetrack you're on. What do you think about that?
Yeah, well, it'll be about the same situation as here. When I started here, the guys had a bunch of experience. And, you know, I've learned a lot in my short racing time, so hopefully I'll be able to come down there to Auburndale and be able to adjust to the track down there real quick.
What kind of car are you bringing?
We're bringing an outlaw figure eight car.
Lightweight, fast, can stop on a dime.
All of the above.
DC, are you hearing this? He's bringing all the guns with him. He's bringing the artillery. So, you know, the Florida guys, that's one thing that I don't know that have is these lightweight cars. You know, some of them definitely still have some heavyweight cars, but... So tell us the advantage of having one of these cars.
Really, our cars, they just were able to accelerate a little quicker, maneuver a little bit quicker, and stop a little bit quicker.
Yeah, definitely. Stopping, I think, is going to be something that's going to be needed to do quite a bit. Maybe explain to the listeners out there a little bit about stopping and how that comes into play to have something that can really stop that.
Yeah, usually when we're racing, when we're coming through the turns, we're kind of trying to judge who we're going to meet crossover when we come off the turn. And then sometimes you may have a car, which we call half lap, and it will stop and then go the other way. So you have to have a car that will stop real, real super quick.
Yeah, now, we were talking a little bit about, you know, some of you northern guys are used to racing at these tracks that have a very wide area to cross across the X. And here, you know, most of the Florida tracks, you don't. You're really limited to having something maybe only 20 foot wide or less. Do you think that's going to come into play for the guys that are from up north?
It may. Some of our guys that we have coming down, they've raced down in Florida before, so they may be accustomed to it a little bit more than me, as I've never actually raced on a track that's going to be as narrow as that. So I'll just have to be on my toes. And have
There's grass down there. There's grass down there, but when it comes to only how much asphalt's down there, there's only enough room for, you know, two cars wide usually at the center. Like I said, from watching previously, I've watched races, these pro outlaw figure eight races, and, you know, they cross the X at various places. make for a great race for the fans.
Oh, yeah, we plan on coming down there and putting on a show.
Now, Big Cat, how much does the personality of yourself and the drivers play into the hyping up and doing this crazy form of racing?
Me, personally, I don't get really all into it. I'm just really a calm, quiet guy before the race. And then when we get buckled in and get to racing, you know, that's the only thing I'm thinking about, getting to the front and trying to win the race.
How do you keep your emotions under control? I mean, isn't it? I mean, with that intensity that's going on, it would seem if a person is, it would seem hard to keep your emotions under control.
Yeah, to be honest with you, there's been a few times it's been hard to keep my emotions under control. But when you don't do that, and then you have to pay to fix your car the rest of the week, you learn real quick.
Yeah, and I think. When you think about this as a race, you know, people have to realize that figure eights, a lot of times they see figure eights as just, crazy mayhem, but it's actually a race. So these guys look at it as such, and there has to be some strategy set forth, especially be able to run 100 laps. What kind of strategies are you guys looking at, to run 100 laps? Is there any pits that are going to be involved or anything?
I'm not sure if pit stops will come and play unless maybe we have a long red flag to where we could come in and change some tires. But other than that, if you start at the back, you just got to go with the flow for the first few laps till the traffic thins out. And then you give it your all. But if you start up front, I mean, you got to go gas it all the way to try to get the best advantage that you can get.
You know, Rockin' Rodney was just telling us he likes to start in the back. He don't like to start in the front or the middle. He likes to start in the back, and now you're saying the same thing.
Yeah.
What's up?
If you can start in the front.
That's a bad spot, huh?
No, nah, not really. If you start in the front, I mean, you have a better chance of getting away from your competitors, and then they're chasing you down.
Yeah.
Instead of start at the back, and you're trying to run those guys down. Because it's hard, you know, up here, if one of our fast guys start up front and we're in the back, it takes us a long time to catch them, if we even catch them before the race is over.
Yeah, but they start getting in lap traffic. It's all a vicious circle, so nothing easy about the race, that's for sure. And 100 laps could really get kind of hairy, you reckon?
Oh, yeah. 100 laps with the crossover traffic, and if we get the lapping cars, if the lap cars could come and play, then as everyone knows, the crossover, it will come and play.
Now, CeCe, it doesn't take you an hour and a half to watch 60 minutes. How many times are they going to cross the X in 100 laps?
Oh, wait, you want me to do math spontaneously?
How many times will they cross the X in 100 laps?
In 100 laps?
Yeah.
What, they're going to be crossing with the...
How many times will they cross the X in 100 laps?
I don't know. I'm thinking, 200 times?
How many?
200 times.
Very good. Yay. Where's the clapping at, Jack? Where's the
clapping at? Oh, don't pull math on me like that.
Jack's thinking too hard.
Hey,
Jack was trying to think about it. That's good. 200 times across the X, folks. Are you hearing it?
200 times, and that is 200 times you'll be sitting on the edge of your seat going, oh, my God, is he going to make it? Is he going to make it? Is he going to make it?
Yeah, I mean, and if you times that by, 30 cars, if you times it by 30 cars, then there's a lot of X's getting crossed right there. So there's going to be some action, right? That's what's going to happen, Gabe.
Oh, yeah, there's going to be plenty of crossover action. Yeah, we plan on putting on a good show. The fans won't be disappointed. You guys come out and watch, you won't be disappointed.
Casey, we're definitely going to be there.
Casey, I was helping I wasn't listening to the beginning part of your conversation with Rob, so you might have covered this, but Irwindale Speedway, you went out there and you ran third. What's it like going out to that joint and doing that deal out at Irwindale?
That was pretty cool. First time I ever been there. The two guys that finished ahead of me were teammates. They've been out there the year before. But that was a real learning experience. That just racing with different people that you don't race with all the time is a great learning tool. And that it's just fun to be able to go to all these different tracks and seeing how the other drivers can compete with us.
Now, you're going to be racing, practice on Thursday, race Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Are you set for that, for no matter what could happen, be able to put something together to make each of these shows, or good hitting the X in the door or put you out?
Our cars are pretty durable. Our cars have taken some hard hits, so it would take a lot to put us out for the whole weekend. But, we'll be bringing some extra tubing for bumpers or rub rails or such if needed. So I think we should be pretty well prepared to be able to make every race.
Do you guys always run heat races?
Generally not. We usually run an oval and a figure eight, and our heat races are usually on the oval. Then we just start our figure eight by, they line us up by our previous finishes.
Okay, now, but you guys are going to be running heat races here. You're going to be running 10-lap heat races on the Saturday night. You'll be running, I think, 8-lap races, I think, on your other heat. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what you're going to run on those heats, but I know that on Saturday night you're going to be running 10 laps in your heat races. So you guys will be running ovals for the heat?
I think down there we're just straight figure eight.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Up here we're versatile on the figure eight and the oval every night we race.
So, man, you got to be careful when you go out and run heats and getting ready for the big 100-lap or Man, if you got a bunch of cars there, man, things can really get hairy, even in the heat races, probably, to make it in the big show.
Yeah, that, and Casey, also, isn't it? It's got to be a little different when you're not as familiar. Like, say you run the shows, regular shows at Speedrome, you know most of the guys, I would imagine. You know, you get to know what they're like, what their driving style's like. Well, isn't it going to be a little different at an event like this where you got, you got a few insane people. You got Rodney Davis. I know you guys have raced probably against John Laval, but you got a lot of different people who different racing styles. Doesn't that, does that come into play?
Oh yeah. We'll try to figure out in practice, what our other competitors are going to do. And in a heat race, we're not going to go. We want to win the heat race, but we're not going to go all out like we would in the feature to win the heat race and risk damaging the car. But just knowing what your other drivers are going to do will help you out 100%.
Yeah, just to clarify that, you will be running 10-lap heat races on all three nights.
Okay.
In the heat, and we'll be qualifying as well. So I think it's great for the fans. The fans that are listening out there, you're going to get to see a lot of racing. You're going to see the cars on the track a lot. I've been saying I think that some of these late model shows need to go to be less laps for the feature and more structured, like the dirt races are, where they do this, where you qualify and then you come out and run heats. But I think it's better for the fans.
Yeah, Robin, I just happened to think of something. I bet you the guys that race there, because some of the local Auburndale divisions are going to run, and of course there'll be some guys from Citrus there, and from other tracks as well who come to race in that deal, in the local classes there that running, and I don't have those in front of me, which ones they are. But
would you like to know? I have it in front of me.
Stocks and Scramblers and Bombers.
Yeah.
But what do you?
Well, what I'm getting at is those guys, fans will be able to see those guys too. And one thing about Auburndale, when you get a lot of people in the grandstands there,
mm-hmm.
there's no more vocal, other than as far as asphalt tracks, there's no more vocal fans in the state than Auburndale. I mean, they get up and they get into it. They get excited by it and they stay excited. So it's going to be a fun weekend, no doubt.
Well, this should be one of the biggest things that's gone on at Auburndale in a long time. Not saying that they don't have big races there, but having 4 days in a row having these cars at the track, that's different.
Yeah, they don't have national events there all the time. That's for sure. And this is definitely a national event. I mean, you got people paying attention to this whole deal from California, from New York, from Indy, and Pennsylvania, Michigan, all over the place.
Well, I know that Lucas Oil used to film some of this stuff. Maybe they're not going to film any of this, but it always makes for great TV, that's for sure.
Well, I do know somebody who is filming it.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. Tell us about it.
That's right. Florida Video, in association with Real Racing USA, Bob Culbertson and Robert Howell will be there with two cameras, two separate cameras, and being able to put together a pretty good feed. Won't be able to have any in-car cameras for this deal, but their videos, Bob, as anybody pays attention to Real Racing USA's videos, Bob does really, really good stuff, and they're going to be there for the Saturday night show. I'm not sure about Sunday. Of course, we're going to broadcast Sunday's race live on the Internet. Rick Angies and Bill Green are going to be make that call. But, yeah, Bob and his gang will be there doing the video, and it will be some good stuff, no doubt. They'll
hey,
capture.
Casey, we got some Real Racing USA stickers. We'll find you there. You stick them on your car for us?
Oh, yeah. We'll be more than happy to put those stickers on there.
Cool.
Okay. Well, you know, Rob, I think I still have a few more of those stickers left, and I will bring them with me to Auburndale on Saturday the 14th. And we thank you so much, Big Cat, for joining us on Inside Florida Racing, and we look forward to seeing you at Auburndale coming up real soon.
I appreciate it. I'm glad to be here, and we're just looking forward to coming down there and enjoying some of your guys' warm weather.
Yeah, you have a safe trip down from Indiana.
Go ahead, Rob. What was that?
Tell your sponsors out there real quick.
I got to thank Eddie Van Meter and Headco Welding, Billy Skiles and Skiles Country Auto Parts, NASA Race Cars with Audie Moose, my crew chief, Reggie White, my son, my wife, my daughter, and my mom. And we'll be down there in a couple weeks to enjoy the warm weather.
All right, there you have it. Casey White, the Big Cat, coming to scratch a little bit. All right, we're taking a break.